Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know this woman. She's all over television. I mean, she's everywhere. She's got her own daytime talk show. It is Sherry Shepherd, and the name of the, I mean, it's a stretch, but the name of the talk show is called Sherry! Sherry, how are you?
Randy, I'm so good. I got it called Sherry because every comic who has a talk show, Arsenio, Ellen, and the Queen, Oprah, it was always Maury. It was always one name. So when the original name they were going to give me was like, good times, you know, on daytime. And I was like, no, if it's not called Sherry, I can't do it.
Yeah, you got to put my name on it. Come on.
I need my name on it.
You know, I really enjoy you, and I loved you on The View. You just got that sparkling personality, and of course, you're very funny. And you know, you just have that sensibility that kind of makes you into the perfect talk show host.
I love it. It's not even work. I love it so much, and I've always dreamt of having my own talk show from when I was little. And I would have like the paper towel roll or the toilet paper roll, right. And I would put it in front of my teddy bears and my dogs. So I've always wanted to do what I do. And I had a show in 2004, pilot, and it didn't go. And now 18 years later, I get to live the dream. So I've been thinking about this for like literally it's over 20 years of what I wanted to do when I had a show.
Well, and I love some of your segments are so original. I know in season two, you're going to have a segment called Funny Over 50, and you're inviting women that are over 50 to videotape some comedy and send it in, right?
Yes. I just feel like there's a lot of women out here who feel like, I got something to say, but I have to take care of my kids and my partner and work. And it's like, now, you know what? Take a chance. Life is short. So we're doing a nationwide search. And if you feel like you're very funny and you're over 50, come on. And if we pick you, you get to be in my Laugh Lounge because I have a Laugh Lounge once a week.
I love that. I love that.
I'll take you on the road with me.
I love it. You know, my wife is over 50, and she's one of these like secret comedians that none of our friends would ever guess that she could just stab you with her comedy. But she sneaks it in. And nobody expects it. And I think there are a lot of women like that.
I think you should tell your wife, make a 5-minute video for me and send it to me. And well, then she can come on the road if she gets picked. Now, I don't know if you're going to be happy about that.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's okay. I mean, you know, she needs a break from me. We're talking to Sherry here on the National Defense. And of course, the Sherry Show is in its second season with Sherry Shepherd. And, you've done so many things in your life, and comedy is a big part of it. Who do you like right now in comedy? Who makes you laugh?
Oh, gosh, there's so many people that love, you know, I'm loving Amy Schumer. I'm loving Whoopi Goldberg has always been my idol. I love dry, funny. So I go, and there's these new comics. I don't know their names, but I go to comedy clubs all the time, and I just sit and watch.
Right.
And I love the things that they're coming up with. So Nikki Glaser came on my show yesterday.
Ah.
Just ripped it. She
really?
Was so funny. Josh Wolf and Matt Rife. Oh, my gosh. And then there's a woman named Leanne Morgan, who's just down home.
Yes. Oh, I love Leanne Morgan. I love Leanne Morgan.
Leanne Morgan.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. She was so funny on my Laugh Lounge. And then we had, we have a little person. His name is Brad Williams, who's wonderful. So I, Mark Curry, that's back from, you know, hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Right.
Last season, and nobody could, like, everybody was holding their stomachs. He was so funny. Tommy Davidson was here.
Oh, man, I love Tommy Davidson.
I just texted Marlon Wayans, and I said, Marlon, come on my show. Come on.
Well, okay.
So, I'm a fan of comedy.
Sherry, let me ask you about that, some of these interviews. And you're probably going through the same frustrations and kind of things that we are on a daily basis.
Yeah.
When you have actors and actresses on your show who can't talk about their shows. It's kind of bizarre.
Well, you know what? Because I feel a little bit differently. I feel like, you know, they all come on to promote their show. So now they're not promoting their show.
Right.
Now I want to talk to you about stuff that means something to you.
Okay.
This is what I know about myself. It's going to be fun. We're not going to be sitting there bored. people come on the show, they want to come on the show all the time, and they go, oh, I want to talk about, you know, I love to do such and such and such. And I go, that's going to be boring to my audience because I'm bored. Right. But if I can find that nugget, if I can find that nugget of something that is going to make it joyful and fun, we don't have to talk about your project. I want to talk about you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Melanie Young from Scandal was on, and there were so many things she had to talk about. We did a whole game about, she was a waitress and horrible at it, and we played an amazing game of who could put more food on the table. And I'm just, it was fun.
That's funny. That is funny. Well, and that's what I like about this show that I do. It's for active duty military, for veterans and their families. And so the people that come on this show primarily get to talk about how much they love the country, how much they support the troops. We've had Tom Hanks on four times, and nowhere else is anybody going to ask Tom Hanks, you know, what he thinks about the troops and the Band of Brothers and all that kind of stuff. But that's, you're exactly right, Sherry. That's what I love. I love talking to people about, and it's amazing. Alec Baldwin came on. His dad was a drill sergeant. I mean, who knew? You know, you're never asked about that.
You know, it's so funny when you veer away from what they have to promote, the movies and everything. And we're all human. There's things that make us tick and cry and laugh.
Yeah.
And so you get to get, when you don't have that in the way, you get to the heart of who that celebrity is. And yes. I want to say I'm so grateful to be on your show because my family is a military family.
I knew that. Yeah.
Army, Navy. My cousin just made another level of captain. In the Navy. He's a commander. He's a commander now. And so I want to say thank you. The only reason why I didn't go into the military is because my butt is lazy. As soon as I saw something else, I was like, oh, yeah, this is not going to work. I can't run and save my life, but my family does.
That's the same as me. You know, I consider this doing my service because, I mean, I might last a week in the military. And
I'm telling you.
Yeah, right. We're talking to Sherry Shepherd here on the National Defense. Well, thank you for your family's service. I mean, you know, it's amazing to me that less than 1% of the population is in the military. And that's, you know, people forget about that. People forget that, hey, they're doing it all so that we can just sit on our butt.
Let me tell you, I'm so thankful to the men and women who are serving and making this country so much better and safer. For my son, I forgot to mention Air Force. My cousin is in the Air Force. He's going to kill me.
Yeah.
but I'm so grateful to our troops who go out there and put their lives on the line for me, my lazy behind. It's like whatever I can do and I entertain. So I went over to entertain the troops, but I can't run and my memory bad too. So if I got somebody screaming at me, and me and tell me I got to do this and I got to run over here, I'm going to forget. See, I got bad feet. Oh, I got bad feet.
Hey, how are your breasts? Well, I mean, did you have a breast reduction?
When I tell you, laughter is good for the soul.
Right.
It so is. This is why I have my show. Thank you for giving me the joy that you just gave me. So I will answer your questions. Honestly, my breasts are so good. They're so pretty. I love it. I got a breast reduction because, you know, they were starting to get too heavy. They were hurting my back. And I was leaning over and I'm hunched over. You know, and I just was like, they're not. When I was in my 20s, they were great. I could handle all the weight. But it's too much now. So I had to make the decision to get a breast reduction. And it was the best thing that I've ever done. And I want to tell women, if they're struggling with it, if you've been in pain and it's just not feeling good, it's time to let go of your girls and remove them. I feel so good. So when you say, how are your breasts, besides making me laugh, they are doing great. And they look good.
You know, and that's great for you, Sherry. I'm so glad for you. And I'm glad you're feeling good. But shouldn't there be something for women who would like to have those extra breastages? Shouldn't there be something like a boob bank that you can just donate to and you know, other women can kind of, you know, appreciate that?
Well, let me tell you, there's not one of those. But I did all of my bras. I found out that Drake was going to donate all of the bras that are thrown to him on stage. he's gonna give them to a charity. So I got a whole, wheelbarrow that I can't wear anymore. And we are shipping them to Drake. So I am
That's
doing
great.
That. Other women.
That is great. But I remember, you know, your breasts were, I mean, you could use those as catapults. I mean, maybe the Department of Defense might be interested. Sherry, you are so cool, man. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for the time. And congratulations on season two of Sherry.
Thank you so much. I've never laughed this hard in my life.
You're the
best. Thank you so much. I sure appreciate you, Randy.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.